I have Laura Gilson with me. Laura, good morning, firstly, and welcome back.
Thanks very much, Marty. It's great to be back after a couple of years.
Well, back in every sense.
Yes.
After a couple of years. I better explain to your CEO of the Fresh Cure. It must be so exciting this week for you to find yourself surrounded again by humanity.
It really is. And yeah, when we moved back into the RDS last weekend, suddenly it was surreal, first of all, to be there. But on another level, it felt like we'd never left.
Well, yeah.
So everything just kind of slotted back into place. And then, you know, we had people coming in for competitions. And I wasn't sure how it would feel, whether it would be kind of quiet or subdued.
Sure.
But no, we're straight back to the buzz.
Are you in the main hall?
We're in a number of venues, but including the main hall,
including the RDS
yeah, concert hall.
Yes, that's what I meant. I knew you were there because the traffic was chaotic yesterday around there. Thanks very much. So well done you. But that's
pleasure.
Great, because the RDS was used for other things over the past couple of years, which is for people making programmes online, and there was all of that carry on. Mm. So suddenly it's busy and it's vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people have you involved pretty much this year? But in terms of numbers, what have you got? Because I know you're running since Monday. Better make that point.
Yeah, we're running since Monday. And we probably have about, over the course of the 2 weeks, we probably have about 3,000 people passing through the doors. So we have five venues on the go in the RDS and a couple of venues in Wesley House, which is new for us. And the only thing we're keeping online this year for one more year is the choirs and orchestras, because we didn't feel this was safe.
Yeah.
We did that virtually. Yeah, the numbers would just be too unmanageable.
But the choir thing is still an issue, isn't it? We were saying that here, that like the choir would be the last thing to go back.
Yeah.
After COVID.
Yeah, so last year when we did the virtual FESH, we couldn't have choir and orchestra competitions at all, online, because they weren't able to rehearse.
Yes.
So, you know, they weren't able to get together in any kind of meaningful way. But now they are back rehearsing, thankfully. So we figured we wanted to have them involved, but we couldn't have them in person. So we have those competitions online. And those are going to be available on our website. The videos for the choirs are already up, and orchestras will be next week. So at least people will still be able to see them.
And is that feshkill.ie?
Yes, feshkill.ie.
Okay.
That's where everything is.
Right. So are you back in full whack then with everybody?
Yeah.
All the different areas are all covered again. Oh, that's terrific. Now, you've been on since Monday. You had your opening day, which must have been very exciting.
It was.
Do you get to wear a medal or some sort of a kind of a chain of office or something on the day, no?
A crown is I normally go for.
Well, royalty will out in the end. But that was your first day, and we've seen your piano on that day.
Yes.
That was what you had.
Yes, and we had some singing as well that day.
People need to be aware. The people who've been through, Fionn Collins, for example.
Yeah.
John O'Connor, these people. Mm. This is what people will aspire to, I suppose.
Yes.
But they're like at the very top of the pile. Mm-hmm. But for everybody who takes part, that's an ambition, that's a dream. But it's taking part. It's about that too, isn't it? It's about that interest and the fact that you're there because this is important to people, and it will make a difference to your life as you go through.
Absolutely,
I would suspect. You know.
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right that there's a very, you know, a tiny percentage when you think about all the people that come through the FESH who will go on to be the John O'Connors and the Fionn Collins. But that's okay. I mean, there's so much to be learned by the participation process, by the discipline of learning an instrument, by the kind of coping with the nerves of standing up in front of an adjudicator and your peers, maybe, you know, other competitors and your teachers, which is the scariest audience
of
all.
I think that's actually even scarier.
It is.
You know,
getting up in front of a group of people that's anonymous is probably easier. So those skills, those life skills are invaluable.
I think about the idea of to get to the Fresh Cure, you'll have gone through a process back at your own base, at your own school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to this level and you're looking at other people, and it's that moment, isn't there, where you look around and you see somebody and you think, oh, they're better than me.
Mm.
What am I going? You know, so the nerves must be. And I presume, do you get a chance to kind of, somebody to kind of say, you're okay, it's all right, to egg people on and let them know they're all right, because the nerves must be shattered at times.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The ages are different. You know, up to the age of about 10 or 11, they haven't a nerve. They all think they're fantastic.
And they're right. Correct.
And then, you know, the nerves kind of kick in after another few years, and they are kind of comparing themselves. They tend to stay away. The older competitors competitors, they don't tend to listen to others until after they've performed, because it's, as you say, it could just throw them.
That can be a good idea. Because if you know how good someone else is, then you might feel less than confident.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of Finian Collins, here he is. Now, that's Finian Collins. That's how you're supposed to play, apparently. He's a bit good. He's a bit terrific. He really is. That's Finian Collins. And the minute was. Now, I'm chatting with Laura Gilson, who's CEO of the Fresh Cure. There is a junior piano on Saturday, isn't that right? You have a junior piano.
Yes.
And a junior means what age? What sort of ages are we talking about for junior?
Usually sort of, under 18, let's say.
Oh, under 18?
Under 18.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So any of the junior competitions would kind of fall into that.
Oh, well, that's broad.
But within that, then, we have different competitions that have specific age categories.
Of course. I'm sorry. The fine art here, Lyric FM, in fairness, we have an involvement with you.
Yes. So Lyric FM very kindly sponsors two of our competitions, the Aileen Gore Cup, which is a senior string recital.
Yeah.
And the McCullough Cup, which is a senior woodwind concerto competition. And they give an award of €1,500 for each of those competitions, now, which is fantastic.
They're on Friday and Saturday of this week. That's when they're going to be on. When you have these events on, you can't have different events going on all around. Like, do you have one at a time, or is it all? Are there all various? You were saying to me about various locations, so you're using various places for this. It's not just down at the RDS.
So we have five rooms, different rooms within the RDS, and then two venues in Wesley House. So we would often have, especially over this weekend, which is going to be busy, all the venues running at the same time. So you could have, you know, singing in one place, strings in another, maybe a senior piano competition in the big hall, and then two other competitions going on in Wesley, because we have about 140 something competitions to get through over the course of the 2 weeks. So we can't do them one at a time, or we'll be there for months.
Yeah, you won't. Hence the traffic, which I keep going back to. But people need to know, because it's running. And you're running until the 8th.
Friday the 8th,
which is right through. Yeah. Now, talk to me about the singing areas, because I often think, you know, you think about some of the sopranos that are being through. Tara Rack, for example, she's one of a Fresh Cure person, and there are many others. That standard, presumably very high.
Very high.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredibly high. The standard of teaching that's going on in Ireland at the moment is something across all areas, but, you know, it's something that the adjudicators always comment on.
Yes.
They can't believe it when they come and they see the standard that we have. And so many of our singers, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of them have to leave, you know, to sort of develop in other countries. But now, at least, a lot of them are having opportunities to come back with the likes of INO and OCI and people that are giving them opportunities.
We've been talking about this for the last number of years. The standard here is really high.
Yes.
And as a result, those who really do excel end up being employed all over the world, because that's what opera is. You're like, as I always say, a bit of a circus, really, because they go from one place to another, and that's where the work is. Yeah. But it's terrific, because we bat above, way above our weight, and the fact that that's exemplified by the fresh kale, because the talent is spotted. Yeah. And someone says, what about? And I, yeah. And the other thing too is, it's like networking too, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you get a great chance, presumably, if you're spotted at the fresh kale, someone will say, do you know who you should ring?
Yeah.
I presume there's a bit of that.
Oh, there is. There is, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, the adjudicators who come over remember that they're involved usually in conservatoires and opera studios and what have you in other, usually in the UK or further afield. So then they become aware of the, you know, the talent that's available here, and you know, it just grows from there.
How old can you be in the fresh gold?
We had somebody in today, in yesterday, playing in a senior piano competition who was 73.
Good for him or her.
Yeah. And so we don't have an... some competitions have an upper age limit, but a lot of them don't. So people who want to have a go can you know.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, there's no doubt there'd be somebody listening to us right now and thinking to themselves, well, I've never played the piano, or I wanted to play the piano, or I thought about playing the piano. You're probably never too old, or too, you know, it's probably never too late to think about it. And maybe then have a go at something like this.
You just never know. You never know. I mean, obviously the majority of people would be kind of up to mid-20s, conservatoire age, you know, at the Masters. But, you know, the opportunity is there for everybody.
It's, I suppose what I'm really saying here is to think about encouragement, you know, for people to kind of say, this event exists and you might be able to go there, and why not?
Absolutely.
Get your lessons and do it. So just kind of to encourage people to say, I can do this.
Yeah, and you know, if people are listening in, or if they're going online to listen to some of our recorded competitions, because this year we have a number of competitions that we're recording and we're putting online the following day.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Because we had such a good online audience last year and we want to keep them engaged. And also because I know a lot of people still aren't, they're still a little bit nervous about attending events, and we have to be careful about numbers. So, you know, going online and seeing what's recorded and having a look at the standard, it can be really inspiring as well for people that might be thinking of taking back up an instrument or progressing an instrument that they started or whatever. So, you know, it all feeds into the encouragement.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that's very important. Yeah. And I think, but that's what the Fresh Gold does. I was never good enough to be a part of it, and I think back at it now, and I think, you know, if you go into something like that, not just because you're playing the piano or the flute or whatever you're doing, but it might give you confidence in your life as well, and might, and it aids and abets that process. But I like the idea of somebody who isn't 17 coming in and being 72 or 3 and having a go. I think that's great. I mentioned Tara Arocht, just to give you a little flavour, because again, this is somebody who came up through your ranks.
Absolutely, and now she's in demand internationally.
Absolutely. She really is. Here she is. This is Cara Mio Ben. Sandra Tara, our Tara, Tara Rocked, and Cara Mio Ben, and we were just saying that she is in Paris at the moment.
In the Opera Bastille.
Yeah.
In Sondrio.
In Sondrio, and she, like, it's just Opera Nationale de Paris. She's just fantastic, and there she is over there. And you think Claudia Boyle is also...
Yeah, I think Claudia Boyle is over in the other opera house in Paris at the same time.
Something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that says it all.
Yeah,
you know, it really does. Now, on top of everything else that we talked about, you've got all these competitions coming through as we go. Tomorrow, 1st of April, mind how you go, 1st of April, you have a dramatic cup. What does that mean?
So the Dramatic Cup is a senior singing competition where people will perform
arias.
An aria.
Yeah,
exactly. They'll perform an aria. In the first round, they'll perform one aria. And then the final is on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
And so the finalists will sing two arias. So they'll, in costume and...
In costume?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. Fab. It's a fantastic competition.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And because that final on Sunday evening is in the RDS Concert Hall, where there's plenty of capacity, we'd be more than happy for the public, anybody who wants to come along, to come along. And because of the situation this year, we have waived the admission fee, so people can can come in for free.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. What time is that on?
That is on 7:30 on Sunday
evening.
On
Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, on Sunday.
And just to say as well, Marty, that all the entrance to all the competitions in the RDS is through the Anglesey Road gate, not the front of the concert hall, just because I don't want... Would want people wandering around
That's
on the
right,
roads.
Yeah, Anglesey Road, which is up by the Herbert Park.
Exactly.
Hotel, up that side. Right. Up there, as I realised the other day. Now, the other thing I want to make sure that we mention is the fact that you're having a gala.
Yes.
You've always had a gala at the end. I always had a big gala night. But it's not at the concert hall this year.
No, it's at the RDS concert hall this year. So we're staying on we're staying on site.
Home from home.
Home from home. And of course, we're very lucky to be supported by the RDS. So of course, we've a very close relationship with them anyway.
Well, yes, anyway, exactly.
Yeah. When is this on? It's on Thursday the 28th of April.
All right. So
it's after Easter. So we've a couple of weeks to kind of get everything organised and get over the Easter, as they say.
I suppose you can't tell us who's on because you don't...
No, well, what happens is we make a selection of some really amazing winners over the course of the FESH. So the programme sort of emerges as the FESH goes on.
Right.
So we'll make a decision on the competitions whose winners we feel will be suitable for the gala.
Very good.
Yeah, but we will have a selection. We make sure to get a good representation across all the disciplines.
And is that open to the public as well?
Yes.
That one? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The gala is open to the public,
Because that's going to be gorgeous.
It will.
Now, the only problem
is
if you're going to have mammies and daddies and brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles and grannies and grandads, they'll all obviously be looking for tickets for that.
Yeah.
So that'll be a premium. I don't know how many people the audience main hall holds. It's hard to tell because
I think it's over 1,000.
Is it?
Yeah, it's certainly around the 1,000 mark anyway.
Right, No, just that people need, just if you wanted to go. And I just think the idea of being able to go to the Fresh Girl again is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is. It's very exciting. It really is. There are so many things that we haven't really touched on. One of the things I want to mention is musical theatre competition.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about that? Because that's on the 6th of April. What is that? God forgive me for saying it. Is that like the John Player? Like is that people singing songs from the musicals?
Musicals. And so we started this competition last year, and of course it had to be virtual, and it doesn't really lend itself very well, you know, to video. So we're really looking forward to being able to have it live.
That's fantastic.
This year. Yeah. And so people, and of course there are so many musicals now. You know, we're not sort of thinking back to we're not confined to the kind of Gilbert and Sullivan. I mean, those are included as well. But you know, people are singing things from Wicked, from... I'm not great on musical theatre, but...
Are they singing things of Frozen? They're not going to come in and sing Let It Go, are they? They might.
They might.
In fairness, the popularity of these things...
Yeah,
they're absolutely huge, so you can't negate anything.
No, and in fact, a lot of, you know, the demands of musical theatre singing are huge, you know.
Yes,
yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
They're not just like ditties that people can knock
and
out. They're serious. It's serious vocal
and also
exercise.
Yeah, this is what I'm coming to. People talk about opera and all the rest of it. For, when it comes to musicals, people know how they're supposed to sound.
Yes.
So you either do it right or you don't.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Might find yourself removed forcibly otherwise.
You wouldn't do that.
Listen, no, of course not. Laura, thank you so much for coming in. You're an angel. And it's lovely to see you out and about again.
Thank you very
and
much.
And that you're like me. You're still bringing your mask. I'm still at that.
Yeah.
I still go shopping with the mask.
Yeah, can't be too careful.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
By the way, again, just if you want to find out more, Eventbrite is the way to book for the...
For the gala.
For the gala.
Yeah.
And everything else.
From next week.
From
we
next
have
week.
That up there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'll be available to you on the 28th of April, and it's at the RDS. Laura, thanks again. And again, it's feshkiol.ie.
Feshkiol.ie for all the information.
That's all you need. Keep the faith, and we'll talk again.
Thanks,
Take care.